Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So yesterday, we caught wind of the fact that SABC2 has abruptly cut the Afrikaans Bulletin.
Ew.
Yeah.
SABC News.
The DA is incensed. They want answers. Every forum, I haven't heard from them yet. But I assume that they're also going to step in.
Definitely.
And I just want to start by giving you some numbers, right? According to the last census results, 2024, white people account for about 7.3% of the South African population. That's just white people in general. However, Afrikaans-speaking people, so that could include colored people or anybody who identifies Afrikaans as their first language, those people account for 10.6% of the South African population.
Okay.
Now, you know, SABC is a public broadcaster. They are there literally to disseminate news to all the different demographics of South Africa. As you know, we've got, well, we used to have 11 official languages. It's now 12, I think. And all those official languages get catered for, including sign language, with the news. And the SABC is a public broadcaster that disseminates that news. And then obviously there's other broadcasters, private sector, etc., and so on. As Saul breathes heavily into the mic.
I was about to ask, because what is that?
Of course it's you. Who else could it be? I just turned it off for you. Anyway, out here blowing storms.
Hey,
he always does this.
Afrikaners on their behalf, I'm seeing.
Now, when you cut the news, I don't know where you expect Afrikaans people to get the news from. Yes, you've got RSG, which is a private radio station, but that's not national. And as far as TV, yeah, maybe you've got the DSTV channel, which is Gakenet, right? But again, pay TV. You need a free-to-air channel to cater to the people.
Yeah.
And I'm here to say I'm with the Afrikaners 100%. This is unfair.
On this one, I actually agree with you, because when it comes to current affairs and what is happening within your country and the world and everything else, things that affect you on a day-to-day basis as a citizen of this country, you need to know in your own language, not something that has been translated or something that might be missed in translation because you might not fully understand the language. Because let's be honest, there are a lot of Afrikaners speakers, Afrikaans speakers in this country who don't know any other language outside of Afrikaans.
Yes.
So if I am now going to have to listen to news in English, things might be lost in translation.
Now, having said that, Julia Joseph, you understand how a newsroom works. You've worked in both radio newsrooms and TV newsrooms. The story gets written, right?
Yes.
Usually in English. Then you've got editors, sub-editors. And obviously, for every language you have, you need to have different editors and sub-editors. You also need to have different readers and presenters. Because while somebody can perhaps read English and Afrikaans, you really want an Afrikaans-speaking person to be able to deliver Afrikaans news.
In their home language.
Like a Rian Kreibach.
Of course.
Right? Now, the SABC is over 1 billion rand in debt. They owe Sentec about 160 million rand. Sentec are the guys that distribute the signal. They owe service providers, production companies, etc., about 25 million rand. So they are in a perilous position. So I can understand why they'd perhaps say we want to cut expenses because to hire different editors and sub-editors and presenters for Afrikaans news that only caters to 10% of the demographic, maybe it's not worth it in terms of business, etc., so on. What do you say to that?
Well, their primary role is to obviously, you know, deliver information, access to information for all.
Yeah.
Especially those that understand the Afrikaans language, right?
Yeah.
Now, it becomes a question whether they prioritize that mandate of, you know, public broadcasters play a big role when it comes to democracy. It's part of governance.
Yes.
Are they fulfilling that primary role? Could there be other areas where they could cut and not affect a whole nation, so to speak?
Yeah.
Also, are you just cutting Afrikaans or are you cutting other languages as well? Because then that becomes the nub of this, this issue.
Well, so the Afrikaans news was daily. Or
yes,
nightly, right?
Yeah.
7 o'clock. Betty News, for example, Zwana News is not daily. I think they kind of rotate.
They rotate.
Yeah.
It's just that they pair them and they rotate.
So maybe they'll say that. But also another thing, when you speak about the business aspect of it, there's certain, Mina, there's certain parastatals that I believe should run at a loss if they have to.
Yes.
Like Eskom, for example, must run at a loss if it has to. But we need electricity. As in Dabuzo and Zega, and how much it costs you, I don't care. It's exactly the same thing with the SABC.
Mm.
It must run at a loss if it has to.
Exactly.
If it means you got to employ 10 people to service one individual, that individual is still a citizen of this country, and this is an official language, so be it.
There are certain things that are human rights, and therefore certain parastatals should run at a loss if need be. The right to water, that's a human right. Mm-hmm. Electricity, human right. And that's why government then owns these parastatals, to supply that human right. And under the freedom of expression, in our constitution, people have a right to information, access to news. It's a basic human right, and that's why the SABC is there, to cater for everyone. Mm-hmm. If it means running at a loss, so be it. Mm-hmm. If they're cutting languages, don't just cut Afrikaans only.
Right.
And they haven't given their reasons why they're cutting Afrikaans, but we know the tensions that exist. Afrikaner is right now at this moment, and it feels like you're using a parastatal to politic, you know, and that's totally wrong. As much as I don't care much for Afrikaans, I didn't care much for it in school, my mom didn't care much for it in school, and she told me, just pass it, because I had to, but we need to be impartial and be fair, you know. It's an injustice to those who want to receive their news in Afrikaans.
Give us a shout and let us know. I mean, there was a time where we were force-fed Afrikaans.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, Saul, my dad knows Afrikaans like the back of his hand. He even studied in varsity.
Yay.
Funny enough. Just because he did so well. I was like, okay, free module. Let me take this thing. So what are your thoughts about the Afrikaans news being done away with on this ABC 2? 086-000-00959.
Well, where was the DA and the FF Plus when the SABC decided to discontinue Chitonga and Chivenda news bulletins? You know, so for me, let us not have selective morality. So that where your bread is buttered. So for me, it's all about that.
Okay.
Sizwe, no, Saul. Yes, I hear you guys saying if they have to run a loss, let it be. On that loss, I've got only question. What about those people who are not being paid, as you've been telling figures how much they owe? Because that means that there will be someone who will be working for free, who won't be paid at the end of the day.
Yeah, so it's contractors that are not being paid. So external people, service providers. The people within the employ of SABC, I've never heard anybody say they've missed their salary there. That I've never heard of. It'll be people that own production companies, for example, people that send in invoices, those people. That's what I know of.
Morning, Kaya family. Mina nita skat. Only by Hamba by America anyway. So as skat, why be from the English in the meantime?
No, we can't be like that.
And even if we can, what about the colored people whose Afrikaans is their home language? What about them? They're not leaving.
Yeah, and we can have a difference in opinion. But at the end of the day, we are all still citizens of this country. You see, we can't now start impinging on other people's rights because of a disagreement. That one I can't allow.
You know, for the first time, I think we're going to side with the other side. SABC's purpose is to cater to the citizens of the country, all of them. Be it a 2% or 90% population. Abasibuyise isibhuno bakithi amabhuno azolalela indaba. The SABC should not be forced to be a profit-making business. It has a purpose and it must fulfill that purpose. Government must get its act together, deal with corruption in there and run that properly. Simple. Danko.
100%. Let me tell you what the problem is with this, right? Every forum will then start their own news network. And this thing that you've been talking about, which is fake news and propaganda, when they're running their news network unabated, you're going to get a lot more of that. Do you see what the issue is? So, honestly, for me, I feel like the SABC should go back to how they were servicing the Afrikaans community, bring back the news straight up and down. No two ways about it.
Hi, guys. Araskawa Nkweli. 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 I mean, at the end of the day, it's one of our official languages that Araskavang selfish guys, Leicester, Leicester, Nice.
Maybe they can do the rotation like they do other languages, because if we're being honest, Afrikaans has been over catered for in everything. It's like it's one of the top two or top three languages in the country, whereas the people speaking it are a minute number of the population. So maybe it doesn't need to be as catered as it used to, like usual. Maybe they can just cut it down to the same that they are doing with your other languages, your Tonga languages and all of these other languages. Otherwise, it's been overcompensated or overcatered for.
There again, I agree with you. When you say it's been overcompensated, there I agree with you. But don't do away with it completely.
Hi, Mamelan Bafitu. Tina, why Africans we need to share? Of course, as Sharon is Zulu, I've seen they lale every day, your Swati, they are share as well, all the languages. But Bona, they are getting it every day. Doesn't work like that. Let them share English and Africans.
But that's because it's Xhosa and it's Zulu. Gafana, if you be honest. Come on. Even some Tsonga languages, me also Tsonga. Mina can understand Tsonga. Because it's a Nguni language, there's so many similarities. In fact, about that Papa Penny video, people were surprised that I could understand what he was saying. I was like, yeah, I can just listen to this guy and I'm hearing what he's saying.
Yeah, like when they greet by Ivukile. Good morning now.
Yeah, and then there was another video Floyd was talking about Wasunguli EFF. Uksungula Zulu word.
Exactly.
Clean. I was like, yeah, guys, you see? Africans are as if I'm not Dutch. But you don't speak Dutch, yeah?
Yeah, Afrikaans is just on its own. You can't even pair it. But I agree. Maybe not. Don't get rid of it. Just pair it with something. Like, because they all pair Tshivenda and Tshitsonga.
Mm.
I mean, I find it quite unfair that they would cut the Afrikaans news bulletin. I mean, come on. I know we have our differences, Nabilungu and all, but come on now. They can't just cut that. Where they're going to get the news, you know? Again, they can listen to Radio Sonderkrans, but then where are the visuals? It's quite unfair. So, no, I just think that this was a bad decision.
This is interesting. So, one of the voice notes mentioned Ukuthi they're no longer doing news in Isitsonga and Tshivenda. It's interesting because now what percentage of the population are the Tsonga and Venda-speaking people if they no longer receive news in their own language via the public broadcaster?
I'll get back to you with that information.
Yeah, I did check. I can't verify it because the SABC Tonga and Tshivenda YouTube channels are still there and they're still saying that it plays every day at 7:30. On Friday, they alternate. So there's no proof that they've been discontinued.
Why the Africans but the Miss were born? While the Peri people, the Swati news, I alternate. Yes, I can say it, but let them alternate. I get the medium of instruction, it's English for everybody. Let them learn English. I can say it totally, but alternate like other languages. As well as especially in every day on medium of instruction, it's English. Not we are not English people.
Sizwe lento iso aba accept effect SABC ayikhoni. I mean Africans as Africans it's time ukuthi bafunde iEnglish mfethu. It is time because uma ungathi yabheka nama document wase South Africa maningi, like you take your license department document, it's only Africans and English. But you do not hear us species complain around the Palanga in Sizulu, I Palanga. So abafundu accept my into my seco I seco.
I mean, it's we've been tiptoeing because it's Afrikaner people. Tsonga and Venda people are not getting the news, so he needs special love. But when given the chance, what they do, Ilente Sienza, you're definitely so white, militant, I'm a scavenger. I do it. No, we're in this together. No, we're infringing on other people's rights. How many times and daily, how many times do they infringe on our rights? And do you see people complaining? No, instead, we roll with the punches. Now it's time they roll with the punches.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.